And brightest, extraordinarily profitable, and it's the best and brightest and the best and brightest.
Silicon Valley leaders are calling on the best and the brightest.
They are the best and the brightest, the hardest working.
Really attracts some of our best and brightest.
Best and brightest.
The world's best and brightest.
The best and the brightest.
The best and the brightest.
The best and the brightest.
Best and brightest integrate with my best and brightest.
Hardest working, best and brightest from almost every country in the world.
They are the best and the brightest.
Best and brightest.
Celebrating the best and the brightest from around the world.
The best and brightest.
Welcome the best and the brightest.
The White House just announced that it is bringing in the best and brightest.
And what we have done year after year is open our doors to the best and brightest.
G-Man in absentia.
G-Man
in absentia.
In absentia.
In absentia.
G-Man in absentia. The G-Man will return after January 24th. In Giuseppe's momentary absence, the show will go on 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The G-Man's period of recovery will last until January 24th, after which he will return. In the meantime, we'll be here holding down his schedule and giving his ever-reliable viewers something to listen to. G-Man in absentia. If you can donate to Giuseppe, go to rtidemedia.com or visit Giuseppe on FTJ.
The G-Man will return.
Giuseppe will return after January 24th of 2025. Wish him well during his recovery. Donate to G-Man if you can. Go to rtidemedia.com. G-Man in absentia. G-Man, 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 in absentia, G-Man, 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 in absentia. G-Man, in absentia,
G-Man, in absentia,
G-Man, in absentia.
It's really important for white people to speak up right now.
Welcome. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you? What's on your mind?
Hi, Giuseppe. I'm doing well. Good to speak to you. Your voice is so important and so articulate and so educated. Everything that you're putting out there is amazing. Giuseppe. So you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And I've always felt your voice is so important.
So important.
So articulate and so educated that it's really important for white people to speak up right now. And pretty much anyone who's speaking out for white people and against the Jews are on the right track. I am just incredibly grateful that there's men out there like you who have the most incredible amount of dignity to stand up for pretty much everyone else that's not capable of doing it. I really think that white men's balls have been tied, particularly white men's balls have been tied.
White men's balls.
And they're so busy arguing with each other that they're not capable of forming a union strong enough to go after these guys. Because truly, the white men are the only ones that are going to stop this. I don't think any other type of human being, and this is a human being thing, we're dealing with, you know, criminal animals, and the number one problem for every single human being is what the Jews are doing and the fact that they're killing everybody else. And anybody who's standing up for that and against that right now is the only ones that we should be listening to and supporting them. And God be willing that they are strong enough to form, unite, and take those fucking Jews out. That's it.
Right on. All right. God bless everyone.
Unite and take those fucking Jews out. Unite. Out.
Fucking Jews out.
Fucking Jews.
It's really important for white people to speak up right now.
G-Man in absentia. G-Man in absentia. Giuseppe Buffon.
Yeah, everybody. Davis Larman, Right Perspective Radio, in for the G-Man in his absence, which is coming up soon. He's going to return. I mean, it's an expected return date, is my understanding, of after January 24th. So that works. Leibstandart is also in absentia. There you go. We have, we got Walter Mauser. We have Boiling Frog, Joker, Serbian Bull, of course, Flack 88, C-Jag. What's up, buddy? Great day for Canadians. The faggot resigned this morning. Not that it matters. Left-right paradigm is retarded anyhow, but at least we don't have to listen to that insufferable see you next Tuesday anymore. Well, this is true. This much is true. Serbian Bull, SB, dropping the links. Oh, Hearts, 1,000 Hearts, One Beat, Bob Matthews remix. Oh, someone already beat me to it. Yeah, I noticed that was a good, that was a good sound sample for mixing. Okay, why not? We'll go check it out in a bit. First things first, I use Brave. Oh, CJ's having a little trouble with Brave, NFTJ. Yeah, well, yeah, I did notice that it starts a little late if I use what is that thing on FTJ? Like coming up, the advanced promotion feature. I think I should just stop using it. That seems to be part of the issue. Well, it should be a poll day over at FTJ. Who do we have here? But Clasha, good morning to you. Anna, Ball Busters, what's up, buddy? Panzer 9 and Clinton. Nice. If I'm correct, Clinton is also CJAG. It's hard to keep track of. It's hard to keep track of, but I do have my codex somewhere. The turd will be sorely missed. Yes. Well, tongue in cheek there. He really was a homosexual. That's the main problem is if you want to look at what white nationalism would be today, if Richard Spencer, if Dickie Spence had continued his role in quote unquote leadership, right? If he had continued that, if we were being led by a lispy faggot, the WN movement would literally be Canada right now. That's what we would be. So you dodged a bullet. You dodged a bullet. Anna says they will now sure have a total Jew puppet like Starmer. Yes, six-pointed Starmer. Kier Tutia Kier, as they call him. What's this about? Oh, my God. It's the many faces of this douche, this gay, figgity-faggity douche. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's terrible. Okay, well, we'll present. Why not? Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Wow, he's played a Scotsman, a Sikh, a pirate, an equestrian, Kabuki. He looks super disturbing as Kabuki Trudeau, doesn't he? A scientist. He really is just like a theater fag. Look at this zoologist. This might be the greatest injustice. Not that he's made all the cash he's made. Not that he's had this easy life. No. It's that he got to hug this panda here. Right? Cuban nose nigger. I wanted to hug a panda. No pandas for Lerman, I see. Oh, Scarlet. I get it. Listen, I don't even know what I keep getting emails about this. I don't know what your problem is. I've never thought she's attractive. I've always known she's a Jew. So I don't understand. What's the big deal here? Big deal. Mm-hmm. Of course, if this were post, I should say, if this were still, if this were Third Reich America, there would be a phrenology department, much like the Nazis had for the skull shapes of the Jews versus everyone else. I would definitely create a phrenology department to study rumps, because her rear end is, I've got to say, it just defies all Judaism. Defies all Judaism. It's round. It's shapely. It's got just the right amount of bounce, and yet she's a Jew. It's impossible, really. Yes, so phrenology. You can see the phrenology devices trying to figure out. Yes, here we go. Again. Right, there we go. Everyone knows what Davis is about to say. The square Jew broad ass. There you go. Yep. Jewology. Well, they already had that. Yes, something like a rumpologist or something would probably be it. But let's get into something serious, because we're about to have Paul do his university 404 level niggerology. Niggerologist Paul from California. Statutory Paul, who comes by the name very honestly. What else did we have? Oh, yes, I promised to show you this. Yeah, here we go. This could be good.
Brothers, my sisters, to bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty. An Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. 10 hearts, one beat, 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 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, 1 BBB, total Aryan victory.
Well, knowing the sound quality of StreamYard, I'm afraid that probably sounds terrible. Probably sounds really bad on your end of things. So just go to Serbian Bull's link if you're curious about 10,000 hearts, 1 beat Bob Matthews remix. It's a real muddy sort of techno mix, which... I've realized everyone thinks my mixes must be muddy. I sent Luke a bunch of them so he could listen with headphones. Hear the many, many layers. There we go. All right, let's check in on the FDJ chat real quick. Drama teacher, literally. Yes, well, you know Clinton. He was literally a drama teacher. He's played a role. He gives life to the notion of lifetime actors. That's Justin Trudeau. Born of a political legacy, led his country like a fag. That should be on his tombstone. It's amazing, if he is Fidel Castro's child, that he had none of his tenacity and didn't really have a beard either. So I must say, though, he looks a lot like his birth father. That's a disturbing image, Clinton. Boy, is that ugly. You take a... boy, that poor kid. Yeah. I mean, look at this. Can you imagine if someone made a picture of you like that? Of course, she wouldn't admit to being upset about it, but she would pretend to not be upset about this image while she held an octopus, right? So you remember that. You remember that, the octopi controversy. Scarlet absentia. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. There we go. It's Guy called here in Scotland, Anna. Oh, boy. I don't know what that means. I was so intrigued by Leibstandart, who usually does a great job with his posts. Oh, yeah. Well, okay, we can get into it. I think I'll hear a bleep or a bloop when Paul arrives. This reminds me, I should probably just send Paul the link again, just in case, you know, just in case. Compose. Bam. Well, bam. Okay, Paul has the link twice now, I think. If not, he got it once. There you go. Phew. Okay, well, I should probably go through the, let's go through the riggers. That's what we do around here. We put the mortise back in rigger. Huh? G-Man donations, in case you're so inclined. Here's where you go. rtidemedia.com. That's where you can help out your G-Man. Likewise, if you're appreciating Davis for filling in the spot and doing what I do, then, well, you know how you do that on FTJ or Odyssey, so there you go. There you have it. There you have it. Oh, look at this. Sheet. See that? All the different parts of the brain. There's a large part of the Negro brain dedicated to purple drank. Hustling and pimp shit. Well, this much is true. They do fresh Jordans, but don't they also follow these crazy, like cottage industry sneakers or athletic shoes, whatever the fuck they call them? Like Donald Trump released a weird sneaker, so aren't they into that? And then Kanye. Doesn't Kanye have some sneaker shit going on? The niggers love, they love that Kanye shit. They can't get enough, really. So there's that. Well, let me just preview a little something. I feel like if I get into something here, we're going to be tanking Paul, but who knows? May as well just, let's preview a bit, shall we? So we know Trump wants to mine Greenland. FBI releases new video of pipe bomb suspect from January 5th, 2021. Well, that's interesting, right? Going to Lerman's news aggregation. Let's go find that real quick. Oh, yes, the otters will have to take a break. Me, beedly bee. Vivek, Beijing, and BlackRock. Okay, so there's lots tonight. Lots to discuss tonight. I'm kind of sick of Vivek, though, I must admit. I gotta say, it's a bit much. Oh, my God, the Jan 5th video. The pipe bomb suspect is Luigi Mangione. No, I'm kidding, but it could be him. All right, let's go check this out, shall we? Oh, wow. Look at that.
An overthrow of the United States government. The insurrection at the United States Capitol on January 6th, 2021.
It's weird. Anybody who says insurrection also has a lisp. Did you ever notice that? There's a big lisp insurrection pronunciation overlap.
To bomb, ostensibly, the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee in an act of distraction and mold.
A clue. I don't know.
Previously unreleased. You're watching previously unreleased video of the mysterious person who planted pipe bombs outside the offices of the Democratic and Republican National Committees.
Now, hear me out. I know what you're saying. This dude is also lisping, right? He's like serious lisper and he's doing effeminate uptalk. However, this is fucking AP. Look, AP. Isn't that wild? This is AP. Wow. Okay.
In Washington, D.C., a day before the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The FBI is releasing the footage and more information in hopes of generating new tips for the pipe bomb investigation. Authorities previously offered a reward of up to $500,000 for information leading to the suspect's arrest and conviction. Investigators estimate the unidentified suspect to be a...
No, don't call in a tip that it's AIS. Who's suggesting that? We do not condone that here. It's not AIS, anyway. I think this dude's arms are too big.
About 5'7" tall. The most distinctive part of the suspect's outfit are a pair of black and gray Nike Air Max Speed Turf shoes with a yellow logo.
That narrows it down. Yeah, I'm sure.
The FBI says fewer than 25,000 pairs of the same shoe were sold between August 2018 and January 2021. The pipe bombs were discovered about 17 hours after they were planted. Fortunately, nobody was hurt before the bombs were rendered safe, but the FBI says both devices could have been lethal.
Could have been. Well, you know, hate to be the guy, but, you know, at the same time, if you're going to plant them, you may as well have them go off. So here, we'll mute this, and let me play you a news coverage tidbit there. Here we go.
We're back with new video from the FBI as investigators hope to track down the person who planted pipe bombs in Washington the night before the January 6th attack on the Capitol. It shows a different angle of the suspect, placing the device outside the DNC offices in 2021. A pipe bomb was also left at RNC headquarters. They also put out clearer images of the suspect's distinctive Nike sneakers.
There we go. It's on lock. Distinctive Nike sneakers will break the case. Okay. I suppose.
And also attracting Trump's interest again is buying the territory of Greenland from Denmark. While announcing Ken Howery as his choice as ambassador to Denmark, he mentioned in passing, quote, "The United States of America feels that the ownership and control of Greenland is an absolute necessity," a topic which also came up during Trump's first term in office.
Well, the concept came up, and I said, certainly, I'd be strategically, it's interesting, and we'd be interested, but we'll talk to them a little bit. It's not number one on the burner, I can tell you that.
Denmark's prime minister, meantime, at the time, responding by calling the idea absurd and adding, quote, "Greenland is not for sale."
Mm-hmm. Well, this is just like Trump. So you throw some Greenland shit out. Now, this will be something that this will be a very good tool for Trump, actually. Anytime he'd like to distract from what is actually happening, he can float this Greenland idea in a more serious manner. He might even use the burner metaphor. Like, we move this up to a front burner. We find it strategically interesting. Oh, do you? Wow. Okay. Wow. That's really, I wonder why NATO would find Greenland as a military platform to be interesting. Yeah, it's strategically interesting is right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Gaza peace talks negotiator. Okay.
Right, let's bring in Oliver McTernan. He's a conflict negotiator and co-founder and director of the charity Forward Thinking that works to promote a peace process in the Middle East. Welcome to you, Oliver. I wonder, as ceasefire talks have again resumed, do we know what the stumbling blocks are? Do we know actually how far apart they are from reaching peace?
Well, I think the real problem is the intention. And right from the very beginning, I have seen no indication that Netanyahu's intention of utterly destroying Hamas, and as we see in the process, destroying Gaza, has changed. I mean, he may have given permission for people to go to Doha now to resume talks, but his language remains the same, and his language is intent on destruction. Now, for me, as someone with a little experience in negotiation, it seemed to be totally incompatible. On the one hand, saying, I want to negotiate, I want the release of the hostages, and at the same time, my intent is to destroy you, and I've reiterated that again and again. So I'm afraid I'm not hopeful of this new round of talks in Doha.
Yes, few would be hopeful because, of course, the suggestion of peace talks are really just a means of Israel being able to hit the pause button, release the pause button. The peace talks are never enduring. Sometimes they send a clear message and they just kill the negotiator. So that's always, that's the way they do it, which you're all familiar with. Okay, well. Do we have the Matt Gaetz details or not? Yes, I think we do.
Mm-hmm. A new House ethics report is out accusing former Congressman Matt Gaetz of violating state laws regarding prostitution, statutory rape, and drug use. The 37-page report finds that Gaetz paid women for sex or drugs on at least 20 occasions and includes text message screenshots where Gaetz asked women to bring, quote, a full complement of party favors to his hotel. The committee says that this was a code word for ecstasy or other drugs. Another exchange shared by the committee, an unnamed woman and Gaetz seem to be arguing over pay when she asks Gaetz, quote, so I'm not to be taken care of for last week? Gaetz responds saying, quote, I gave you $250 today. And about last week, says, quote, you gave me a drive-by. Now, Gaetz is striking back at the report on his ex account, posting or reposting about it more than 30 times since its release, writing in part, quote, they did this to me in a Christmas Eve report and not in a courtroom of any kind where I could present evidence and challenge witnesses. Trump, meantime, continues to stand by Gaetz. Late last night, Gaetz posting this picture with the caption, I got a great note from President Trump. The note is written on a printed headline of the story and reads, Matt, very unfair.
Okay, so you got an attaboy from Trump, which is absurd. Retarded. I feel like making this case to this audience is speaking down to you, but I'll just say the obvious. So Matt Gaetz is one of the few politicians who does not take AIPAC money. Matt Gaetz was in a wild pissing contest with the local Jewish Greenberg fella who drove around with a tax official badge, pulled women over, and sometimes forced them to have sex with him. So... yeah, he's on the Jew shit list. Anyway, so it's really not a surprise that this sort of smear is happening. It's not great that, a few things aren't great. It's not great that Matt Gaetz, being as wealthy as he is a kind of shitty sugar daddy. I'll just say that up front. If you're rolling in it, Gaetz, spread it around a little. And if that is considered unusual behavior in politics, what he was doing, that's news to me. Okay, so we're just fortunate Matt Gaetz wasn't hiring male prostitutes, okay? And pro tip, 17 is the age of consent in Florida. I believe it's 16 if you're married. So technically not really illegal. That's why they're going for the trafficking bit, which, I don't know, can you really call it trafficking when you pay a girl with an app for her company? I don't know. I mean, he didn't. So far as I know, he didn't transport her, which I think would get sticky if he transported the women to him. But who knows? Now we're getting into Talmudic pill pull when the fact of the matter is the only reason any of this is happening is because he's a single horny guy who's a politician, and they all do this, except some of them do it with male ass. And Matt Gaetz doesn't take he doesn't take that Jew cash. So we would have already heard this about Thomas Massey, P.S., if Thomas Massey weren't still grieving his wife, and if Thomas Massey were never married and were a single guy doing what every other politician does, by the way, it doesn't make it right. I'm just saying, doing what every other politician does, you notice that there's all these nails need hammering, and they're all sticking up at the same height, but the Jews choose only those nails to hammer that are not completely in the grips of Jewish control. That's who they choose to hammer. So we're watching the smear job happen.
Report into Matt Gaetz, the former Florida congressman and President-elect Trump's.
All of these uppers, basically, they're also simultaneously banging. While they're banging uppers, they're banging SSRI mood stabilizers, SSRI reuptake inhibitors. They're doing all this stuff. Not to mention, they love the Xanax. This clique loves the Xanny. So, yeah. Yeah. What he is Matt Gaetz is an indicator of the problem, and it's okay to point these problems out. Very risky game the Jews are playing by pointing out what is the entire scene's set of habits, but thinking, oh, this can be contained only to Matt Gaetz. Well, I don't know. You know, it may not work out that way. This could spread. You know how purity spirals spread. So, like, God forbid you hold this set of standards and look at any other politician except Massey. But of course they won't, because this newsreader is being directed by an editor who's controlled by, who either is a Jew or is controlled by Jews. So not to oversimplify, but that's the fact of the matter. I feel bad even saying it to you, because it sounds like baby's first day at counter-Semitism school. Mm-hmm. Me, drama queen. We're back to that. Okay. Good. I like it. Mm-hmm. Oh. We have coverage on the Las Vegas Cybertruck explosion later. Ooh. CNN this morning, I had to clip this, ISIS salad bar ideology. Oh, insights into ISIS. Okay, well, bye.
I also think that ISIS and Al-Qaeda to a lesser extent, but mostly ISIS, appeal so much more. They have so much more outreach. And if you're downtrodden, and I've consumed their products for over 10 years, I have to dissect them. I have to train individuals on them. They're very appealing to many people who are downtrodden, who are very angry at individuals. They're psychologically geared towards individuals who are on the margins or in extremes of our population.
When you say it's psychological, when you say it's appealing, I mean, how? Can you, like, what's the detail there?
They have a little bit of something for everybody. You've probably heard Director Ray over the last few years talk about the salad bar ideology. It doesn't matter how you show up to the salad bar. There's a little something there for everyone. So if you're a black nationalist, right, and you don't like police beatings, they have products for you.
ISIS does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've seen our white
nationalists. Not like the Jew media. They don't play to slivers of subgroups for absolute and total ideological capture. No, they don't do that. They don't have full spectrum dominance over the narrowest of ideologies. That's only ISIS does this. You know,
nationalist, our far right extremists, they have something for them as well. They have something for a little bit of everybody. And, you know, we saw for the very first time, I think it was 2018, we had a suicide bomber in the Middle East, who came from Florida, middle-class family, gated community. He left the U.S., burned his passport, and went out there to join ISIS. He said he didn't like his life, and you know they offered something to him. So they do this. There's an appeal that they have for women. We've seen young women leave the United States.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's real big, by the way. Lots of U.S. women joining ISIS. What a load of shit. There aren't even a lot of U.S. men joining ISIS, much less women. And I'm frankly surprised there aren't more people burning their passports and joining something. Not that I agree with ISIS, but even this guy is conceding. They offer something. The United States offers nothing. The United States is literally an anti-ideology. It's an anti-country. The United States lives in the space between a real country and no country. The United States is a territorial approximation. It's an economic zone. It's not a people. So, yeah, not real surprising that someone could find an identity in almost anything else. Almost anything else. This was the rise of the white rapping the wigger. This was white people who didn't know who they were. And that's what I was mocking in my terrible music. So there you go. No one got it then. No one cares now. So there we have it. It's all come full circle. It's very symmetrical. Someday when I lie in the bed and give the hospice worker one final thumbs up. There you go. I'm going to know at least it was symmetrical. God, my back is killing me. We had snow around here and got to go shovel for this in-law, that in-law. Got to shovel my place. God. Ooh, I'll try to stay in a good mood, but honestly. All right, look at this. A no Paul still. This is wild. 137. I don't know what to tell you. Who knows what's going on? Let's go ahead and call Paul. We'll call Paul on the speakerphone. There's probably a way to plug this phone into the Tascam unit. I'll find that out in the future. Yep. Everyone's fucking your boy Davis. First it was Zach Logos. No show. Not even respond. He's not responding on Telegram either. This is great. My lowbrow humor has gotten to everybody. Yes. The third grade teacher said that. She said that young Davis has a lot to offer, but he makes his classmates smile too much. And that's when my overprotective mother said, is there really such a thing as smiling too much? Well, you know, I think we know what that means. Okie doke.
Terrorism experts are warning ISIS still poses a very dangerous global threat. The attack in New Orleans, a grim reminder of the group's reach years after U.S. and coalition forces dismantled its caliphate in the Middle East. CNN's Nick Roberts.
Oh, we dismantled the caliphate. That's why there's a resurgence. Actually, if you know what dismantle means, you wouldn't be having ISIS anything right now. ISIS is an extension of the CIA and Mossad. So you would believe that the CIA dismantled itself and now is back. Oh, okay. It's very insightful.
Sin has a closer look.
2024 saw ISIS attacks spike. This massive concert hall attack in Moscow, killing more than 100 people in March. Their deadliest, claimed by their most active franchise, ISIS-K or ISKP, in Afghanistan. A month later, this bloody attack inside a Russian jail, 4 guards killed. A stabbing attack followed in Germany. They attacked in Afghanistan and Iran. Another of their estimated 10 franchises or provinces fought Nigerian troops.
We've seen a huge increase in tempo over the last year or two. In 2024, there were like 14 or 15.
Oh my God, he does that lizard thing. I can't stand that lizard thing. First of all, definitely a Jew. Second of all, look at the lizard mouth.
15 arrests over the last year or two. In 2024, the huge increase in tempo over the last year or two. In 2024, there were like 14 or...
Aaron Zellin. Oh, I get you. I bet you the wife likes that, huh, Aaron? Yeah, that's Aaron with his Kazar lady. La 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 la. La 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 la. Okay, Aaron. Whatever. Who can take this guy seriously, by the way? So no thank you. No thank you. Oh, here we go. MILF power.
FBI is revealing new clues about the suspect who placed live pipe bombs on Capitol Hill the night before the January 6th insurrection. As Scott McFarland reports, despite an investigation and a reward, the case still hasn't been solved.
Federal investigator.
Yeah, we get it. Case has not been solved. Okay, so when something we want to happen happens, it gets solved right away. So Luigi Mangione picked up right away. This guy, gee, no one knows. No one knows in the most heavily surveilled place on Earth, Washington, D.C. Who knows? We can't figure it out. Okay. Okay. Yep, baby's first day at retard school. Now let's hit these jiggity chats real quick. Oh, don't forget this, by the way, yes. You have to support your boy Davis when you can, if you can.
Fuck you, pay me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
It just never, it never ends. It never ends. It's always something. So, how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here? We got
Ball Busters, Anna. Ball Buster said something just froze up. Interesting, interesting. Clinton, Jedi, nice to see you. Clasha. And Clinton saying Paul's on nigger time. Let's go check on Paul after we see Odyssey. Say hi to Odyssey. Me, oh, you'll be relieved to know, all of you, by the way, that I've finally had the time between shoveling my entire family's driveway. Driveways? Driveway. W-A-I. Driveway. Yeah, nothing funny was in the piss stream coverage of New Year's Eve. Unfortunately, I was really hoping to, you know, do some more bits or whatever, but really, they're not back yet. They're not at their peak. So, in turn, I had nothing to say except, boy, this is sad. So, anyway, you'll be relieved to know there won't be, for the moment, there won't be further piss stream post-sniping analysis. So over here in Odyssey, we have CJAG, Walther Mauser, Boiling Frog, Rumpology, Astrology. Oh, I get it. Astrology. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, it could be studied. You laugh, but there's probably a whole physics science to the jiggle, as you know. I believe in the physics sandbox, they even call this jiggle physics. So it's a whole thing, and it's essential to the hardwired programming of men. So it's a real thing. Why not make a bong bomb? Actually, that's pretty brilliant. Yes, a bong bomb. So this way, when Antifa lights up, see? And that's why we can stand by the motto around here that weed is for niggers. Now, if you're doing one of those choose or whatever, that's not for niggers, just to let you know. Oh, I know someone will argue, oh, but it's the same thing, it's THC. Well, it's a totally different delivery system. Weed, smoking weed is for niggers. The whole stink, the smell, the whole thing of like sitting squinty-eyed in a cloud of smoke. The days of Scooby-Doo falling out of the van high as balls, those days are over now. Bong smoke is associated with the nog. Interesting. Yes, Indian nurses. Yep. Yeah, buy Greenland from what? Yeah, I know the U.S. has trillions in debt. It doesn't matter. This is the thing. You can actually, they could just print more, believe it or not, Anna. We've already seen how this works. MMT is like a magic money printer. If you're willing to reduce the quality of life of the people in your country, you can keep printing money. That's the fact of the matter. So there comes an inversion point when the money can be worth less than something, and the U.S. could actually run on that. This is why Rome took more than 100 years to fall. The U.S. will take a long time to fall, too. Yeah, probably not Jewish choral girls, Claxon. I'd feel better if it were a Jewish choral girl. I'd be like, oh, well, at least it was, you know, at least it wasn't our beautiful white women. But unfortunately. This is interesting. Okay, let's check this out.
You tell the story about how you tried to find out what they call the Mossad when they deal with publicly?
That was a reasonable question, but the trouble is you can't pick up the phone book. There's no Langley in Israel that you can look up, you know, CIA or in our case the Mossad. We thought we should ask, what shall we call it in English? You can translate the Hebrew words, as I said, Mossad is institute. But when they write a letter to their friends in the CIA or the British intelligence, what do they call themselves? It took a while. It was a matter of asking the prime minister's spokesman. The best you could do, because officially the Mossad is under the prime minister's office. And I think he sort of wondered why you want to know and all that, so we explained. And he came up with the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. I mean, if it were to have initials, it would be ISIS. Just simple words like that. Interestingly enough, a kind of a British model. The British don't really like the names MI5 and MI6 for their foreign service. They prefer SIS, Secret Intelligence Service.
There you go. Well, this may be making too much of someone's offhanded comment, I should say. Maybe he meant this as irony, but it's appropriate enough as a heuristic to remind you who the fuck ISIS is. Okay, we have Paul. All right, Paul, you're being added to the stage with the word ISIS on there. How are you doing?
Well, I'll have all you listeners know, I've been in the green room since the start of the show. Davis is just trying to push me out. He's trying to turn it into a solo thing. Davis alone, and Paul has got to go, so my time just keeps getting more limited and limited and limited, and I feel I'm about to be fired sooner or later.
Yep, always happens. That's it. Paul is feeling the noose tightening. It's true. 138, Paul, it's not like you.
You know, it's one of those things where, first of all, it's like, okay, it's another year, and are the Jews still in power ruling over us? Oh, God. I can't take it anymore. You know, a while ago, I was asking myself the question, because, just a number of things happened in my personal life as well as the way of the world. And I'm saying to myself, I'm not sure I'm ever going to be happy again. Plus I'm pissed off. And now I'm adding a layer to it because now I'm pissed off that I'm pissed off and I'm pissed off that I'm never going to be happy again because of the way things continue to look. And, you know, it's funny. Just the other day I was talking to this individual, this person, and I gave them the thumbnail sketch that I've gotten pretty decent at doing. And they go, well, okay, what about Trump? And I could just, like, I had to suppress, like, you know, my eye roll and just do the best that I could. Because so many people out there that kind of know things aren't right and they're open to hearing about the problem in the world, basically, and certainly in this country. But they have hope for this guy. They have thoughts that he's going to reroute the ship. And, you know, sometimes I get tired of dashing people's dreams against the rocks the way that I used to almost enjoy.
Nah, you don't. You're not tired of that.
But anyway, for today, you know, it's one of those things where I woke up and I said to myself, oh, shit, it's Monday. And just so happened, I was awake earlier, as often occurs. You know, I wake up like 4 or 5 o'clock my time, that kind of thing. Nothing going on. It's dark. It's cold. You know, I'm going to go back to sleep. And I go back to sleep and I wake up and it's like 2 minutes before 10 o'clock my time, which is, of course, showtime. And then to compound it, I got like 50% charge on my phone and I have maybe 25% charge on my laptop. And I haven't had a cup of coffee yet. Holy shit. So anyway, that's the full story, complete truth. My apologies in case somebody was wondering where the hell Paul was. So there you go.
Well, no worries. I was just busting your balls. All right. So we have, wait a second.
Paul, stop it. Oh. Just stop it, Paul.
No, we don't want you to stop. Sorry, I played the wrong thing. Here's your intro. And that it's Paul from California.
Dr. Tory Paul
earned that name
through a series of infractions. And yes, he might like the ladies young.
Will you now welcome
Paul? So I think I can say that we missed Giuseppe. You know, when the heck is he going to get over his deep pocket cleaning?
I don't know. It's a bit of surgery involved too. It's more than just deep pocket. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully, he's able to come back right away.
Get your butt back here. So, in mentioning his name there, I sent a single individual video in an email, and then I also sent you another email that I think it had 3 videos on it or something like that.
I see. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you want me to go to the single one, especially for G-Man. Yes. Here we go.
You'll like it. G-Man, good. If you're listening or you're watching, this is for you.
Okay. Why does it say blank? Hold on a second. Your links have been funny lately. Truth Podium HTML. That is so strange. All right, hold on. I don't think it's not been hyperlinked for some reason, so let me just copy the address.
Huh.
Close the randoms. Okay. HTML, huh? Okay, so let's try this. All right. Very strange.
Oh well.
Nope. I don't know what that's about. So I'll
try it again.
Yeah. It's best if you put them in the if at all possible, it's good if you make a like a Word document or some kind of post-it computer type post-it note and stick it in the private chat while we're doing the show. It's super easy then.
For some reason I can't do that on my phone. I don't have the private chat on my phone. I just have it on the laptop and
you have to open the private chat. So
my
see this over
charging
over in the corner. No, even on your phone though, I've been on FTJ on my phone and I have a shitty phone. So you'd certainly have it.
Okay. I see the chat button. So if I hit it, let's see what happens.
It says private chat. It opens up and then there's this little thing down here to chat to everyone in the studio only, that kind of thing.
Yeah
just to show you the connection. Times out, so I don't know what you're. I don't know what that's about.
Maybe my phone is older or something. I have iPhone 8. I don't know, but I did hit the chat, and I got a blank screen. Nothing.
Weird. Okay. Well, listen, we better not belabor it. People are here to listen, so I'll go to the other email. How's that sound? All right. Here goes. Okay.
Show me another country that give opportunities for all people like America.
You think we have the same opportunity as everybody else as cool. Black people?
Yeah, 100%.
With a 200-year economic head start on us and no
what's
reparations.
What's stopping you now?
Think the CIA planted drugs in our community?
They didn't make you sell it.
Do you think they...
No, I agree. I've heard stories that the CIA planted drugs in the inner city communities. Not every black community, but in some. They still don't make you go and sell drugs to your brother, do they? Why are you not selling drugs right now? Because it doesn't make sense for you to do that. You have an opportunity to go to a university, get an education, and make yourself better and make your family better in the next few generations. Uh-huh. Nobody's stopping us from doing that. I'm sitting on campus right now, and all these people are listening to me.
You know what's stopping,
what's stopping me?
Money.
In America, what's stopping you from making money in America?
What the f*** is not stopping us from making money?
You go to the same university as all these white people. Well, how you got a different?
We're in debt.
That's your fault. Show me another country that give opportunity to all people like America.
Do you think we have the same opportunity?
So you in debt, that's your fault. He's giving the turning point. But by the way, you got to mute your mic when you're eating or drinking, whatever that is. The Turning Point USA logo is right behind this guy. What are you doing? You over there? Are you greasing a pig for your lift? This Paul up to. All right, we're gonna mute Paul. That was out of control. Sounds like he was licking. Paul is making cunnilingus with a McRib. La 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 with the McRib. All right.
So the thing that cut my ear, you know, and I've seen dozens of those things, right? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, the mentality of black people has indeed been poisoned by the Jews. There's no doubt about it. You know, so even though the IQ differences and the behavior differences are stark, okay, they're starting out from a position. I mean, he makes this ridiculous statement, like a 200-year head start. It's like, what are you talking about? All very few kids, okay, start out in this world, you know, with like some big trust fund, okay? I mean, I don't know about you, Davis, but when I started, you know, working, it wasn't like, okay, you know, my parents are going to basically double my paycheck, okay? They're going to, you know, it's like these, I mean, everybody starts out, you know, on their own, right? It's like, where's the 150 or 200 or 250 years advantage that you have in the marketplace? Especially today, when there's, you know, wage subsidies and all sorts of incentives to hire non-whites. It's just, it boggles my mind. But, you know, they walk around, they don't think these things out. And, of course, they're always going to be, you know, what we call the aggrieved party in this society. And, of course, there's nothing worse than aggrieved blacks. And that's why I think I titled the video, This Cannot Be Fixed, or something like that.
Yeah, well, very appropriate. But did you catch the Turning Point USA in the background?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah, that, by the way, that guy that's at the table trying to convince him, hey, you know, it's still a great place, lots of opportunity. You know, the typical conservative talking points. He's got his own YouTube channel. He's a retired cop. He used to be a retired sheriff out of Arizona. He's one of these conservative blacks.
Yeah, and now he's going to be Black Charlie Kirk now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he's going to do now.
And they're not wrong. In other words, he's not telling this kid you know, things that aren't true or giving him bad advice. I mean, because the fact of the matter is, okay, sure, the CIA dropped drugs off in your community. Well, that doesn't mean you have to start using them or selling them. Right. I mean, and I have access to drugs. If I want to find drugs, I'm sure I can find drugs. I don't really go look.
Right. However, I don't know. I'm more of a mind to not really even give an inch. Yeah, I'll meet you again. You're doing some kind of chomping thing. I'm of a mind not to even give an inch, because this is a Turning Point USA framework in which this dude is explaining everything to this nigger. If I had that nigger alone, I'd be explaining to him, like, yeah, you should be pissed at the fucking Jews. So this is the wrong message to give him the bootstrap speech, because that's the same shit they've been peddling to white people. And just, you're not going to fix America by fucking peddling it to blacks and whites. Oh, America's fixed now. Now the Nogs believe in the bootstrap. That we could all bootstrap till we're fucking blue in the face. This country has a systemic imbalance. This much the left is correct about. There is a huge wealth disparity. It's only growing greater. And when there's more and more billionaires being created, while there's more and more poor, working poor being created, the country's fucked. But to fix it, instead of fixing the fundamentals, your government wants to bring in H-1B visa workers, because it's all about saving capitalism. It's not about saving you. It's not even about saving this dumb nigger from himself. So that's where we are. I tend not to even give this guy an answer. He's up there, Black Charlie Kirk, telling us,
"Yo, what stop you, brother? You can get out there. Come on, you don't got to take them drugs."
Yeah, okay, we got it.
I agree with your analysis for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm just fucking tired of this. The whole thing, it's got the Turning Point. And if it didn't have Turning Point USA in the corner, I'd be much less upset about this. but on account
it's one of those
now,
things where there's a couple of things at play. The angle I was coming at it from was the black, you know, mentality and so forth. But yeah, you're coming at it from a different angle, which is the entire economic picture. And believe me, I see the prices in the grocery store shelves on a regular basis like everybody else. And it literally seems like they're creeping upward monthly. You know, there's items I occasionally buy, and there's items that I buy regularly, and there's also items that I just, you know, I look at and I may or may not purchase, but that just happen to be there. And every single thing that I see is creeping up and up and up and up. You know, it's now $5 for something that used to be $3, $7 for something that used to be $5, right? $10 for something that used to be $7. This is just continual, you know, incremental upward movement. And of course, this housing crash or this housing, bubble that's supposed to burst, I don't know about that. Okay. I think it's obviously probably should or it would, but I don't see it. And just the other day I drove down, I was waiting for a friend of mine to come. We're going to meet for a bite to eat. It's near a fairly nice little area. And I had about 20 minutes or so to kill. So I drove down these residential streets, you know, just looking at houses, and you know, it's nice, right? Nice landscapes. A lot of people are changing some of the, you know, the housing architecture. There's some rebuilds, some remodels, and this kind of stuff always interested me. But the thing that is not hard to miss is that there's no for sale signs. I drove through maybe, I don't know, several blocks, probably encountered 200 to 300 houses, you know, on like 7 to 8 different streets. And there was one real estate sign, one, and it said sale pending. And other than that, you know, and to me, I remember the way things used to be in the 70s, 80s, 90s. You could go into neighborhoods and see multiple for sale signs on a regular basis. And now instead, nobody is really, at least here in the Bay Area in California, very few, if any, people are selling. As we know, inventory is, quote, low. Always Honest probably is aware of this as well. And at the same time, they're throwing up these huge, I mean, I was off of this place. I hadn't been there in a while. It's San Carlos in the downtown area. And it's just like these mega cities, these mega apartment blocks, and you just know they're going to be filled with non-white foreigners. And I only listened to one episode of Dr. Pierce this weekend, so I guess I'm not so bad. But on this one broadcast of Dr. Pierce, you know, he talked about the fact of, you know, do we have the stomach to do what we have to do what must be done? And I think that's a valid question. I'm not sure if people do. I hear nothing. I see nothing and I hear nothing.
You don't fill time when someone goes and get coffee, huh? That's it. All right. Well, that's how it works around here. Yep, that's how it works. Paul did a Scorpio on me. I told Scorpio when I was playing his clip, I said, okay, you fill time after this, comment after this, and then I'm going to go get coffee. And then the clip played. He said something and then just sat there in silence. All right. Anywho, let's go ahead to this.
He left his bottles up there. Y'all pay attention to this video. I finally got the video of how she got scammed. She didn't know how she got scammed. This is the video. Now, you see how they left the bottles up there. They all in cahoots with this. They're going to use the phone, bro, to scan everything they need to know. And they're going to have all her information. Look at it. They're going to carry a little convo. They dirty as hell. Nice little poor old lady. Just look. Now, look how he's doing it. He's trying to be nice. But look when he pull out his phone, people. My man right here in the white shirt now. Pay attention. Look at him. To Skeechy. Look at him. Pay attention, though, to how he do it. You got to watch who you pull out your cards. Any of that stuff. Try to get RFD. I got it in my TikTok shop to cover all your cards. You see what he about to do with his phone? He try to act like he needs some help. Watch this. As soon as he do it, bing, bing. He's scanning her stuff, dog. That's how he did it right there. Bing. Got her. Got her right there. Did you see it? Did y'all see it? Bruh, pay attention, man. Now, you see how they doing it? He left his body.
Yeah, well, you should probably be a lot more attentive if there's just a crowd of niggers around you. That'd be the real tip. When you're being circled by niggers like they're sharks, something's up. This lady probably should have just gone somewhere else, frankly. Leave the store if you're being surrounded by nogs. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know where Paul went. We have his next video here. Why did I have to add you to stage again? What happened?
I have no idea. I was just staring at a frozen screen. I don't know if people heard me after I did my little rant. I said, okay, I can't hear anything.
And, well, everyone heard you. Yeah, I was saying you did a Scorpio.
So I didn't hear you tell me to fill any time.
No, I just got up and walked. I assumed you would just comment, but yeah. It's okay. No one cares. Okay. No one cares, yeah.
You should have let me know. I have no idea because, I mean, you're the master of ceremonies, and I was just sitting there, you know, waiting for comments or reactions, and there's nothing. I go,
look at this.
I'm like one of those
call
fucking
busters.
Callers on RBN, right?
That's pretty good. Call Buster, Ballbuster says on FTJ, pause and reflect as massage jams your frequency. Yeah, I know there was radio silence. I'm working with, I don't know who I'm working with here. It's, I don't understand. It's assumed if you're on a show, and I've literally had to do this before, if someone walks in, if something comes up, then, you know, you're gonna fill the time, but it's all right.
I suppose, but I'm so used to interruptions and other such things, and you turn me into one of those callers in RBN where even though they've been listening and calling for years, every time they call, they go, hello, am I on? Am I on there? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. And for some reason, your phone is crazy today, by the way. This is the third type of audio texture I've gotten out of you. The first one, you sounded a little bit like the highs and lows were all cut off. Now we've transitioned into a full-on, like, static. You sound a little bit like you're on a bad channel of a CD, like a Citizen Band radio. So weird.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's got weird. It's not you. It's the cell tower. It's some kind of weird. It's got a weird texture to it. It's got like grit.
Yeah, every now and then I hear this effect where it's sort of like a rough kind of a garbled effect. Of most of this show, you're coming in smoothly to me, and I'm holding the phone up. I'm not attached to a headset the way I normally am because my phone's on the charger. For some reason, whatever, StreamYard demands a lot of battery usage when I go on.
Oh.
Yeah,
so. Okay, well, yeah, I don't know anything about that, but I do have your next video pulled up, so let's go here. Okay. Entitled Brat Meets Karma After Shoplifting Spree.
Oh, this is classic behavior here, yeah.
Here we go.
We'll spray everybody in this car! Get out!
Start getting people out of the car!
Now!
On June 10th, 2023, officers in New Jersey confronted a group of thieves who attempted to steal thousands of dollars worth of merchandise from a store.
Yeah.
has changed now.
All right, Sam, they're leaving. They're leaving in a red sedan. I can't get the plate. They're all blacked out right now.
All right, now I'm going to
turn the vehicle off. Turn the vehicle off.
Oh, stay in the car. Stay in the car. Stay in the car. Stay in the car. Turn the car off.
Turn the vehicle off.
Stay in the car.
By the way, blacks never do what you ask them.
Get the car. Get the car.
Get the car. They're all getting out of the car. Don't touch
me. I'm getting out of the car. I got out of the car.
I think she said, don't touch me, I got asthma.
Get on the ground. Get on the ground, I will drop you. I will drop you.
So much negotiating. It's really too much negotiating, Paul.
And, you know, I've covered this before. What all this has done to me, and it's a weird addiction I have now. I probably will continue
Hold on
to
a second. Hold on. You should probably try to call back in, because I think it's going to be too much for everyone to try to listen to that. It's like a bit much.
Oh, Paul. Paul, 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 Paul.
Yeah, try to call back in.
Paul, I'm gonna take you off if you keep interrupting me when I'm responding. Stop it.
There you go.
Yep, just stop it, Paul. God damn it.
Come on, Paul. Come on.
Come on. Are you voting for Hitler if he's on the ballot? I'm serious. Answer the question right now. I want to hear you say yes.
Paul, stop it. Just stop it, Paul. God damn it.
Okay. Well, I felt like looking at the chat anyway, and I bet you when Paul calls back in, he'll likely sound better. It's just my guess. Let's see. Where was I?
Now I lost my train of thought.
FTJ. Clinton dropping the JPEGs, everybody. Apologies for the radio silence. Look, who do we have here? There he is. Look, he got a lot done with the little, didn't he? Didn't he get a lot done with the little? Look at this man's work desk. Was basically, this looks like one of those landscape partitions, like a divider in an office. A table. A really beat up rack. It looks like this portion of the file cabinet sticking out is what he leans his papers on. He got a lot done with a little. Which makes me want to ask myself, what's wrong with you, Lerman? Look at all these tools at your disposal. What is it you're getting done? Yeah. I get it. Radio silence. Okay, well, not anymore, so we're back. I think we just lost everyone on FTJ. CJAG is thinking false flag is coming. C-SPAN 1990 on ISIS, and the full interview is here, or is this also just a clip? Let me see. No, it's just a clip again. Okay, well, if anyone has the full interview, then super, go ahead and give that. January 6th, they removed the panic buttons days before for reasons. Well, that figures, yep. Yep. If you want to support G-Man, there's your way. Otherwise, if you're so inclined to support yours truly, let's see. We'll go back to this since we're doing deep niggerology with Paul. I'll check the studio in a second, and I bet she's going to sound better. So C-Jag was right. It was a coffee break. But I'm still way back at, I'm still way, way back. I'm where Serbian Bull tells me to get a small snowblower. Yeah. Okay. With what? Get a small snowblower. Yeah. Okay, honey, we're skipping lunch, dinner, and breakfast. We got to get a snowblower. She'd be like, shut the fuck, get out there and shovel. There you go. Uh-huh. Using her feminine wiles. Unless there's a basketball or a football involved, blacks cannot compete. Has anyone ever heard of an all-black engineering firm? No, of course not. Of course not. Actually, there was an all-black engineering firm, and those are the black women who did the repairs on the bridge that ended up falling down. So there's that. There's that. Yeah. All-black flying team crashing planes. So you got that. Oh, yes. Always Honest says, apartment buildings and multiple residential units owners in California are losing their property to foreclosure after fucking gruesome Newsom told tenants not to pay their rent during the COVID-19 bullshit for 2 years. Most tenants didn't pay. Now the market is crashing for these types of properties. Well, that's interesting. Well, I'm glad you said something, because I was here under the impression entirely that Anna wrote entitled brats or dumb nigger. But yeah, I was sitting here under the impression entirely that, frankly, I thought if there's this much demand, it can't really crash. Maybe crash isn't the word, or I don't really know. Maybe it is. People know more about real estate shit than I do, so I probably shouldn't comment. But my understanding is that the law of demand and supply certainly applies in real estate, and if there's this much demand to the point where literally they're describing housing and the word shortages in the same sentence more than at any other time in history, and yet it's crashing. I don't know. That's kind of, it's more like, how about this? It's probably been orchestrated to temporarily have the bottom fall out of it, so BlackRock could scoop up a bunch of these foreclosed homes. Housing in foreclosure does not mean crash, right? Crash means when you couldn't sell the houses after they were foreclosed on. So, yep. Land grab bullshit. Flak 88, Klaxon SS, and a 1913. I got two of my snowblowers and one sold off the curb. There you go. Well, I don't live near you, so I can't buy one of your snowblowers. This guy, buy a snowblower. I made $28 on New Year's Eve, brother. I know where you... Anyway, I don't know what to tell you. Interest rates are too high for average investors to afford, so no mortgages. Nah, that's okay. Yep, 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 yep. So it's a private home ownership crash, but a BlackRock boondoggle. So this is, by the way, this is a confounding aspect of America. America invented this strange thing called stagflation, which by all the technicals of the way economies work, according to Adam Smith, this shouldn't be possible. It shouldn't be possible to have stagflation. In other words, on paper, it doesn't work. But we all know that the market is not a free market. It's not a free exchange of goods and services. It's not that. So that's why. Yeah. Oh, Always Honest puts a finer point on it, saying not houses, residential buildings and apartments with units, multiple units. Yeah. Oh, so that's almost like, right, that's a different kind of market too, isn't it? But it seems either way, BlackRock is going to be the beneficiary. my my thumbnail research tells me. I only looked into it for like 45 minutes, but it's all true. They buy entire zip codes. They buy zip codes, and they're also in agreements with banks. This makes sense. For example, BlackRock may own, let's say, 8% of some shitty mortgage company like Mr. Cooper or something like that. But using that 8%, they then have a relationship to be able to arrange for first dibs on foreclosed homes. And provided they don't go to like a literal auction on a courthouse or something, there are ways to put in first offers through Mr. Cooper. Mr. Cooper, once they have your house, they're not obligated to go sell it on the courthouse. So they have an arrangement to sell it to, for example, BlackRock. And I'm sure Blackstone's in on the act too, but I didn't look into them. Right, right, right. Creme de la creme. Death Grip. Wait a second. Creme de la creme. This is making me think this might be Luke. I don't know. That can't be the same guy, is it? I don't think it is. All right. Going back to the studio now. Ah, let's everyone fingers crossed for a better connection. Let's give it a shot. And I can't unmute him, so I think he's muted himself. Yep. Wow.
Well, you sound garbled to me now, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
How do I sound?
You have less background noise, but you're still garbled. Super weird. Anyway, yeah, we can continue because I still have the video pulled up.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yep, is what it is. File it under is what it is.
Get off the plane! Sergeant, bro. Right?
No, sergeant. I am the sergeant. Yes. You gotta start cooperating. I'm telling you right now, start cooperating. Mm-hmm. I will start spraying everybody in this car. If you don't step out,
get out of the car.
Way too much negotiating. Still, he should have sprayed already.
5 seconds to comply. Yeah, 5 seconds to comply. 5 seconds to comply. I will spray everybody in this car.
It's been 5 seconds.
Get out.
Start getting people out of the car.
Now.
Sir, I'm going to tell you one last time. Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
I didn't even take anything.
I don't care. Get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
Stop touching me.
Get out of the car.
All right, that's it. Just start spraying.
No, get him.
Stop touching me. Yeah. Put him in cuffs. Cops. Put your butt. Get it out of the car. You have one more second to comply. All right, spray. Sorry,
spray. You're going to miss me.
I will miss you if you don't get out of the car. Comply.
Oh, my God. They should miss the entire vehicle. It's just enough already. Is that police training, by the way, where they say you have 5 more seconds and then 30 seconds go by and then they say you got 1 more second and then 10 seconds go by? That's really good. Real good training.
I know. And what it reminds me of is we've all seen those films, you know, television footage and so forth back in the day when the police used to beat them with clubs, turn dogs loose on them, et cetera, et cetera. And what I've realized now after watching all these police interaction videos, which I will continue to do because that's my illness, is the fact of the matter is it wasn't the policy to do that. It was the necessity. The one thing that you realize after everything that I've seen and continue to see is that blacks and their behavior make it necessary for the so-called policies or whatever the behavior of cops. I remember the big, huge controversy from the OJ trial about Mark Furman and some of the things that he was supposed to have said and some of the things that he was caught on tape saying. And now I fully, not do I just only understand it, I endorse everything, all his sentiments, because when you have to deal with this on a regular basis, like a lot of these cops do, it just makes you want to just be violent immediately. I mean, if I was a police officer, as soon as I encountered a black with even just a molecule of resistance, of defiance, a second hesitation to follow my commands, I would just want to start swinging the club and tasing them and catching them with nets, just like in Planet of the Apes. This is really what they they make necessary. They make necessary because it's not just one or two. You can watch these from every state. This one happened to be in New Jersey. Wisconsin is an amazing place as far as the number of videos coming out of there. There's all these different channels. There's Midwest Safety. You know, it's just, it's really, and some of them they recycle and they do the similar, you know, analysis to the same videos, different channels. But for the most part, there's practically a never-ending supply of this because this is their nature. So, anyway.
Yes.
Fuck you, pay me.
Okay.
Fuck you, pay me.
Right. Back to the video. Here goes.
I'm not going to say it again. Get out of the car.
Well, he's not going to say it again. He's been saying it nonstop. By the way, you got to mute when you're chewing. It's really some... I said you're having cunnilingus with a McRib. La, 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 my little McRib.
You're pulling on me too hard, dog. I
don't care. Get out of the car.
I'm getting out.
Let's go.
I'm coming. I need my shoe. I'm coming.
We have four detained out here.
One second. You keep trying to make
it.
He's trying to make
it. Get out of the car.
Hello, you're not complying.
I'm not scram, Sergeant. You're going to radio the guy out of, on the other side.
All right. I'll tell him to hurry up and get out of the car then. Because you're all going to get it.
I'm not getting I'm not being on detained. No. I didn't take anything.
You're under arrest at this point, so get out the car.
You have to. Oh, where you are.
She said, I did, Paul. She did comply. We saw it. That's her version of complying.
Well, you know, here's the thing that you realize over and over again is that nothing that they say matters. You know, the old, I mean, one of the things that Mark Furman was renowned for saying is the first five sentences out of any nigger's mouth are all lies. And it never stops. I mean, and the thing that strikes me when I watch these things over and over again is they will continue to repeat whatever phrase they want to, you know, they've chosen to repeat, even though it has no effect. It's not going to have any effect. You know, there's no amount of times or no amount of emphasis you can say it with that will change the course of events once these police decide, you know, they're going to arrest you or cuff you or whatever it is they're going to do, take you to jail, et cetera. I mean, you know how many times I've seen these videos where these blacks caught in the act and they're asking the cops just to let them go. Come on, please, let me go, please. I got a kid at home. Or they got some other stupid excuse. Please, just let me go. Let me go. I can't afford. I'm on probation. It's like, God, you just want to shoot them on sight.
Yeah, we'd be solving a lot of problems if we did. So let's go read the chat.
Oh, Paul.
Serbian Bull says they resist because back in Africa, they'd be raped, killed, eaten, not necessarily in that order. It's a baboon thing. You wouldn't understand. Yes, this is Obama's fault. Cops now have to have body cams. Well, the body cams are just proving the cops correct. So I'm not so sure there's a tension or a chasm of disagreement between the cops and the judicial branches, the Justice Department or whatever. I think cops were thrilled about the idea at first. I mean, why not? The cams just prove that these niggers never cooperate. They never know when to shut the fuck up and just get out of the fucking car. First stay in the car, yes, till the cops approach, and then get out of the car. It's not complicated. But they're complicating it with, I got asthma, or I am.
And you have to ask yourself, too, because they have a cell phone the way we do in many cases. They've got computers. They got internet. You don't think they've never seen any of these videos and how they end up? I mean, they always lose. Like, in other words, they always end up on the ground. They always end up cuffed. They always end up in the back of the police car. They always end up touched. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I heard, don't touch me, okay, because it starts out, don't touch me, and they're continuing to say, don't touch me, all the time they're being touched. And it's just like, who are these fucking people? Where do they come from? Oh, God.
Yeah, believe me, most people, I mean, no one I know even wants to touch you. So it's not that we want to touch you. You're oily, greasy, stray hairs will come off in my hands. So we prefer not to touch you. But yes, all right, let's add to Paul's McRib Cunnilingus. We'll add the police video now.
Somebody get cuffs, 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 cuffs.
I see y'all out.
Okay. Put him on the curb. Boss, put him on the curb.
I told y'all to get out of the car tonight.
I cannot see anything, y'all. My leg is broken.
Sit down. Not so that's good for OC. You okay?
My phone is right.
I don't care what her phone is.
No. It's right here.
I don't care. Who cares?
Right, wipe my eyes.
What is this shit? Just say shut the fuck up. I understand they're on body camera, so you don't say shut the fuck up, nigga, but just shut the fuck up. Shut up. They should have a hood. A rubber hood. Like a black rubber bag. They should have a little vacuum pump. And when these sheboons don't shut the fuck up, you can put the rubber hood on them and then suck all the air out.
We got fire department coming over here to decontaminate you. 19 dispatch. I'm going to need a rig out of here for an injured officer. Let's go.
Ah.
Unreal.
That's another reason the cops love the body cams, because they get out on like disability for a damaged ulnar nerve. So now this cop is going to claim disability. He's got a damaged ulnar nerve. He doesn't have to go back deal with the sheboons, and he gets to sit home on 80% pay. And then he gets incentives to do early retirement. So he gets like a few hundred thou extra for the incentive to retire early. So, yep, see that sheboon just did him a big favor. Yep, it's brat retirement, everybody.
Yeah, we're helping you.
We got FD coming.
No, I just need my nose wipe, please.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Right here. Start getting names.
Man, press your legs. I can't breathe.
You can breathe. Nobody's on you. You can breathe. It went in your eyes. You're all right.
They should spray it in their mouths. My understanding is it can restrict the airways. Oh, we have the calm nigger, right? There's always one of these too, by the way. There's always an upset sheboon. There's a lispy, uncomfortable in his own skin nigger. And then you got the calm chatting him up negro. This is the nigger that like shot somebody in the crack deal last week. He's just chill until he's not. And so he's just like, yeah, you got the stuff in the car or what, man?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard of food desert. Michelle Obama complained about a food desert, which I can't see it. This dude over here had some bitch tits and a weird gut. But there's a shirt shortage. There's a shirt desert in NOG neighborhoods. Not a lot of shirts happening.
All right. Listen, I do appreciate you pulling over, and you were the only one to comply.
Yeah, the cops appreciate them pulling over, you know.
Yeah, that's how it has to be said. Well, they're doing community policing now. So now you mirror the suspect. Oh, yeah, I'm concerned, too. Yeah, I'm glad you pulled over, though. Yeah, that's real good. And then...
thank you very much, you know.
Yeah, thank you for your compliance. If any of this could be called compliance, it's a fucking joke. So he should have been like, shut the fuck... Hey, you shut up, too. Shut the fuck up.
Leave alone. I'm driving a car of pavement apes, you know, contributing to the billions. I forget what the figure was exactly, you know. It could be 20 billion. That maybe sounds high. I'm not sure. But across the country, supposedly, according to this one video I watched, it's in the billions of loss, you know, retail theft. Billions.
Oh, it's got to be.
Because, I mean, let's face it. What is it that their job is that they're doing here? You know, they're basically stealing merchandise and then reselling it. You know, they sell it in the neighborhood or they sell it on, you know, eBay or Amazon or whatever the fuck they do, Facebook Marketplace. I mean, basically, blacks now, the internet has given blacks a new thieving and fencing opportunity. That's all it's really done for them.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a new like distribution point. That's all it is. It's a new market. But yeah, they're still doing all the stealing. More sophisticated stealing. I was surprised to see the niggers were so slick with the camera taking a picture of that lady's her ID and her credit card, and then also getting some kind of a remotely scanning a code off of the thing. So, I mean, yeah, these niggers do anything to work.
That always gets me. I mentioned this before, but I'll just mention it again, is I don't even know if they can see their own ridiculous hypocrisy, too, when they're always crying about their cell phones or in purses, in many cases, with females. So there was one the other day I watched. I mean, obviously, I only send a couple. There's so many out there, and many of them are too long, and you might have to fast forward to get to the good parts. But there was one involving a female and I think an accomplice, one or two accomplices. And obviously, it's your typical thing. Well, they'll run and then get into a car crash, okay, sometimes damaging other people's cars, but in many cases, it's hitting object or something and damaging their own car. And then they get pulled out and they start crying immediately about, well, can you get my cell phone? Can you get my purse? There was one the other day where the car was very heavily damaged. They pulled this stupid broad out and all she could cry about was like, get her purse with her cell phone in there. And, you know, there's others where you see the cops will cut the purse strap or cut the backpack. They'll cuff them first. They're not going to remove their purse or going to remove their backpack, but they cuff them first. And then later on, when they're going to search them or transport them, they will remove the purse or the backpack. Now, if the cops want to be cool and the subject is cooperative, they'll uncuff them and then take it off. But in many cases, they cut the strap, right? And so I guess they have the option. They can cut the strap anytime they want. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Well, the other day, this one broad was just going, oh, you don't have the right to damage my property. You could arrest me, but you don't have the right to damage my property. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, your property, right? Your property is so important. Meanwhile, you were just stealing somebody else's property. You just damaged property with your little car chase and your car crash. But the cop has to respect your purse or your cell phone. If it was me, I would just have a little like crusher in all police cars and say, look, I'm going to crush your property right now.
A crusher. Yeah, that's pretty good. Make it into like a little cube. Make it into a cube and then hand it back to them at the end. Like, here's the return of your property.
Yeah. And if you watch enough of these, and I'm sure you've watched a few, but over and over again, they are, I mean, at least 70% or more of the cases, they are clutching their cell phone the whole time they're being arrested, in many cases, still talking into it if they're on the phone with somebody else. And they love to narrate their lives. You know, it's funny. It's like the last thing I'd want to do is to have people I know, you know that I'm being arrested or whatever it is. But they fucking broadcast like, video this, get this, you know, mom, dad, you know, fucking Tyrone, listen to this. I'm being arrested right now. It's like, again, I just posed the question.
What is wrong with this fucking branch of humanity? I do not know.
Well, yes. Is it a branch of humanity? This is the other, this is the real non-ironic question. So Paul brings this up. We're looking at it. We've seen this before. We're just not meant to live together. I don't even care to get into an IQ debate about niggers anymore. It's so boring. It's so tedious. It's so obvious. It's difficult to get into a discussion of anthropology or something like this about niggers either. People go all the way back to, well, there were Neanderthals and then there was this other hominid. And I don't want to go do all this. We're just not meant to live together. Okay. It's really simple. It's really, really simple. Only the Jew would have us refereeing this argument using his Jew framing of, oh, argue about anthropology. Because then while we're arguing, the niggers are still here. So we should be talking about how to get the niggers out. And like that one coon chatting, the black Charlie Kirk, while he was chatting up one of his black brothers, just as I think Charlie Kirk is the enemy, so therefore that's the enemy's words are coming out of a nigger's mouth. We should weaponize whatever blacks we can against Jews. We know blacks have difficulty with time preference and they have issues with a lack of self-control. So let's just direct their anger. That's about the only thing I want to do with niggers until they're gone. This is interesting. Paul, I'm going to show something on the screen. This is no fault to whoever gave this. Maybe this was Clinton. I don't know. But this is a fake headline, so far as I can tell. I went ahead and I checked the headline. So I put this into a search engine, this exact thing, into a search engine. Revealed, British spy dossier shows that the British believed Holocaust was fake news made up by Jewish communists. Well, that makes sense that that's not a real headline because, I don't know, doesn't seem like the word fake news would be in a real headline. You never know. You don't know. The images are certainly not part of a headline, if this is a real headline that I couldn't find. But one thing that is real, let's take a look at this. So there's a compendium of books called British Intelligence in World War II. And in case anyone wants to find it, the editor is Hinsey. And you're seeing this now on your screen. It says, the return from Auschwitz, the largest of the camps with 20,000 prisoners, mentioned illness as the main cause of death, but included references to shootings and hangings. And I quote, there were no references in the decrypts to gas. So they were, you know, decrypting memoranda and communications, capturing all sort of signals intelligence. Never referenced to gassings until after. So this much we could say is true. And that's in a renowned sort of compendium of British intelligence and WW2 books that if anyone can find that actual headline, I'd be down with that. It makes for a good graphic, but I just don't want anyone to think that that's a real headline in case they spread it around and look stupid in front of someone. So let's see. Jedi says, where's the dogs when you need them? Yeah, why aren't the dogs just biting the niggers in the car? I'd be okay with that. That sounds good to me. Jack says, Johnny Cochran, Captain Furman, is a genocidal racist. I believe he introduced us to the term the N-word. That's right. That's right. The N-word became wildly popular right after that. Tugboat, thanks, buddy. Gave a donation of $5. I do appreciate that. Tugboat. We have, that's pretty funny. Let me show everyone this, since we're getting back to the niggerology. That's the trap right there. See? That's the trap. Okay, we can go ahead and share some of this, then we'll go back over to Odyssey.
How well do you know those guys?
I don't know any of them besides one of them.
Well, I bet you're going to be more careful about who you let in your car now. Like I said, because even one of our guys got pretty hurt, so
yeah.
They're definitely going to get charged up pretty good.
Right.
You're not 26. You're not 26 years old.
How old are you?
27. At least
that's
the date of birth you gave me.
27. 96.
Wow. So he doesn't know his own age, Paul. No niggers know their own age in the hood. It's because black don't crack. Isn't that what they say? Something like that. All right. New connection. Oh, brother.
So
Paul, you're back at
I'm dreaming of a gated community. Picture this. Okay. So
sort of like escape from LA, escape from New York, whatever. So we have a walled community. We give them all the Walmarts and the Church's Fried Chicken and the Walgreens and the Waffle Houses and everything that they need. I mean, we give them a black power station, the black water company, and a black police force, and do business. It's the black community, you know, enjoy each other, and just come back 20 years and see what it looks like. You know, it's like, what we're going to do is we're going to give you what you need so you can just completely survive off of whatever it is you do for each other. And enjoy. And can you imagine the pay per view? We're gonna check in at year 5, check in at year 10.
You see this dog chasing situation, Paul? Pretty great. Yeah, gotta enjoy that. Thank you for that, Anna. Yes, I've seen that. It's really something. It's really something. The wisdom of the dogs. See, at least dogs aren't pretend friends of white people like Charlie Kirk. Dogs are just dogs. If a dog hates you, he's going to bite you. At least you know you stand with the dog. Not so with Charlie Kirk and Charlie Kirk niggers.
23, right?
Yeah.
So, do some math.
Oh, 23 plus 4.
Give me keys.
Damn, I am 27.
Come on, you're not to give me keys.
Listen, bud, apparently you're coming in anyway, all right? Sorry about this, man. I do appreciate cooperating, but
you'll
be able to talk to them in court about it, but I don't know about the shark.
Oh my god, yo. What is it they taking me for?
Right now?
What did I obstruct? What did I do? Honestly.
I'm sorry, hold on one second.
Seriously, man. What did I do?
All right, man, have a seat.
I've not been keeping count, Paul. How many cars had to come to get all these different blacks? So how does it work? One black per vehicle, then? So they don't put more than one nigger in a car?
I don't see that a lot. I have seen it where they got two in the back seat, but typically, no. And, you know, let's face it, the average police officer doesn't have an exciting, you know, day to day. I mean, it just depends on where you're at, and it comes in runs or spurts. But I'm sure when something's going down, they all want to get in on it. I mean, if I was a cop now, that's the first thing I want to do. I want to race somewhere to help another cop out when there's a situation, no matter how minor it might be, because most of the time their life is not that interesting. It can be boring. I've heard this
That's you, not me. I'd be reading a book behind a dumpster, hiding out until my shift was over. That's what I'd be doing. Fuck these niggers.
Yeah. And, of course, in some metropolitan areas, you're going to get more calls than others. But overall, I think there was a statistic one time I was informed of a while back where it was a very high number. I don't think it was 90%, but it was in that neighborhood. So we'll just call it 80%. Of police officers will work their entire career. And of course, these careers are varied because it could be 5 or 7 years. A lot of them put in 20 years, but there's not that many cops that are cops for like 30 years, like a lot of other professions. But anyway, the statistic was that 80% or more of these cops will go their entire career never having drawn their weapon.
Yeah. You
know, so in other words, not only do they not use it, but they don't even draw it. So, but we're getting, so, you know, when we watch these YouTube videos, we're getting a little bit of a skewed, you know, sample of their dealings. But again, you can watch, because the computer knows, like I say, the algorithms of what you want to see. So, I mean, this is what I get a lot of, but you can start looking for, and you'll find the domestic violence calls as well, and so on and so forth. So, but yeah, a lot of it is just these ridiculous chases because they were shoplifting. And that's the other thing that they do, which is totally insane, is I've seen them where they get caught in the parking lot and they'll bang cars, including banging into police cars and ultimately run into somebody else's car or an object in a police chase. And all it was a shoplifting beef.
a simple mm-hmm. a retail theft, which they, most of them ought to know is fairly minor in most places, okay? And they just, it's a revolving door, but I guess they just don't want to go, you know, even if it's a brief period, they just don't want to go to jail. So again, with just this ridiculous, what I call non-impulse control fight or flight mechanism that they can't seem to, you know, to think through, they will turn a simple retail theft or shoplifting beef into all kinds of other stuff, including battery on a police officer, resisting arrest, reckless driving. You know, it's like they got, you know, 6, 7, 8 charges. A lot of times the video will tell you what their charges are at the end. But the thing that gets me pissed off is because, you know, they're most of them going to be dropped at the end. And so in some cases, they'll tell you, they say they ended up being charged with this and they pled guilty to this. And, you know, they got like 30 days or they got 60 days. Meanwhile, when you see the behavior, I mean, they should be getting like years for the behavior.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. We're not there. We're just not there anymore. As you know, I'm not telling you anything. These niggas are out of control. And afraid they won't be. They won't comply anytime soon. They won't be complying anytime soon, in case people are wondering. By the way, real quick.
Guys?
Yeah.
Going on.
Yeah, what's going on? Let's go over to Odyssey, where we're being informed by one of Paul's greatest fans, Flack88. I cannot do the chewing noises anymore. I will check in once G-Man's back. So you lost another one, Paul. You lost another one with your cunnilingus on the McRib. What do you do? Do you work between
what,
the holes of the
What was the complaint?
Please try to pay attention, Paul. It was Flack88 said, I can't do the chewing noises anymore. I will check in once G-Man's back. That's what he said.
I'm not chewing anything.
Oh, well, you were doing something. Serving Bill wrote a private message. He'd like to know, when you do the cunnilingus on the McRib, are you working a fold, or is it like where they press the meat out in a mold and they left like a little lump in the rib? Are you working it like a nip, or are you working it like a vagine fold?
It's got to be an effect of the phone, because I literally, if I'm not on mute, I'm just, you know, speaking as clear as I can right into the microphone. And I haven't had a drink or a bite of food the whole time here. So again, it must be some sort of an effect from the connection. I would think.
Okay. I'm barely exaggerating when I say it sounds like you're doing cunnilingus with a McRib. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll continue.
sorry is all I can say.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. Believe me. Yeah, if that's the biggest problem people have to deal with around here, yeah, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. There's a whole lot bigger problems than that.
Let me put a powdered donut in my mouth here and then start to talk. How about that?
Ah, yeah, you're going to do the cop talk, right? There you go. Interesting. Ask Paul what mortgage stands for, Davis. They're trying to get you wound up, Paul.
I believe it's supposed to stand for death pledge, but, you know, sure.
Oh, actually, yes, that actually makes a lot of sense. It does, actually. Interesting. So you're taking this pledge to your grave, so to speak. Very interesting.
I believe
all right, so.
So.
Like right then and there, you weren't sipping anything or anything like that, because there's a lot of swirling and strange sounds happening. It's not the end of the world.
Well, like I say, when I hear you, most of the time, not always, but most of the time, it's kind of garbled for whatever reason. It's unfortunate. It's just one of those things, this particular show where my laptop was not charged up enough, et cetera. And because I usually have a headset on that and it's a lot clearer. So there are occasions when I'm using that when I've had something to eat or drink, and that will leak over when I'm talking. But
other than that, you know, I think it's just an effect of the connection with my phone and StreamYard or something. Because,
well, it could be the case. StreamYard, by the way, about a month and a half ago, did some kind of update, and it's never been the same. The echoing started, and the sound quality reduced, which is hard to believe that you could reduce the sound quality. Once you listen back, you'll hear there's some kind of crazy thing going on. But the echoing was really bad a few weeks back, and now that's improved.
For example, by the way, I resent that video, the single video,
Batwing.
To your
you want to enjoy your barbecue colored bat wings. You resent the video. Okay, I'll give that a shot. Let me do that then.
I sent it to your other email.
Okay. Oh, I got inbox here. Me, biddly be you. So tell me what's going on in Paul's life. No? Okay, no prompts. Okay, we'll do that. It's a very tough crowd around here, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's the business of trying to get someone to filibuster when you want them to, and it's very difficult. It still comes up blank, and it's going to time out if I leave it like this. I don't know what to tell you, dude. Truth Podium. Now, I could probably open Truth Podium in a different browser, but that won't help us because if we want to watch it in this browser, which I'm using, I have to be able to open it. So it's not you. It looks like it's Truth Podium might be the problem.
Okay.
Maybe Truth Podium
is not listed.
Give
it a try.
Maybe Truth Podium is no longer whitelisted by Google. I got to get off Google. Yeah. Boiling Frog says, someone just clip it and post it. Davis to play it. The sound is intense. Or it's a fat Jew in Israel listening in with Pegasus eating Doritos, pickles, and ice cream. I can see that. It's a Unit 8200 Kike with like cheese doodle dust on his fat gut while he reaches in with his dirty fingers and leaves that cheese doodle oil on top of, like, leaves a cheese doodle oil slick as he reaches in for the pickles, the sliced pickles, and then he's, you know, slurping down a shake or whatever. It's what it sounds like, dude. It's crazy. It sounds like a Unit 8200 fat kite eating a snack. It's something like that.
So did you see the video I sent by email? Not for the show, but I sent you that, or maybe I sent it to text, of the Indian space program.
No, I don't see a lot in the text because I generally have a newer phone, but I just out of habit, I don't really open things up much on the phone.
That was the Truth Podium video, and I thought maybe if you saw that, you could play that. Anyway, it's no big deal. The video I sent was just a very short one. It shows a pudgy in Italy, a pudgy squatting on the sidewalk in front of some parked cars, doing his business. Yeah, so some guy's videoing this with his cell phone, I suppose, and talking to him like, hey, you know, what are you doing? This is not, you know, cool. So got a pudgy squatting down. He's got like some kind of cup of water, maybe a bottle of water, and he's putting the water in his hand, and he's splashing his butt after he got done doing his business. And, you know, it's just it's like this is our world now. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Boiling Frog says, sounds like you put a mic in a horse's mouth while he's eating. Horse with a metal mouthpiece. Oh, like the bit. Yeah, like you're chewing a horse bit. Interesting. All right. Well, we're reaching the time. We're reaching a close of the program, everybody. Not a big surprise to anyone. The hours go quick. They go really, really fast. The African space program is hilarious. Go look at those vids. Yes, if only. I promise you, if I felt better, I'd be doing that with you right now. We'd have a big yuck about it. But here we are. All right. Paul, any final words? All right. Paul has nothing else to say, so we'll take a look at the chats one last time. Tugboat's thinking mortgage might mean dead oath, and right? So he's aligned with that sort of interpretation. Interesting. Anything on the socials? Let's double check. No, right. Trudeau stepping down. It's all the rage. He looks thrilled to step down, which means he's got himself a real cushy job in some fucking NGO. There you go. We're supposed to be concerned with something Whoopi Goldberg said. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. This is so strange. You know, X is so strange. It's so obviously a system of...
Echo.
Yeah, why are you echoing? What's going on? Why did you say echo? Hello? All right, we'll pause. Yeah, we'll do that. I don't know what to tell you. All right, Paul, any final words? Paul, any final words? All right, everybody. We'll go ahead and All right, we've streamlined. We've just gotten two suggestions. Oh, I've seen this.
The Chris and Sambert into space.
This in the next 4 to 5 years.
Into space.
The bust machine from scratch in order. The
next 4 to 5 years. This is such a fucking joke. And there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This would have been much better if part of the little minicopter blades had flung off and sliced this dude's head off, or at least just like lodged itself deep in his collarbone, sideways across his face, neck, chest, and breast, and just watch this dude bleed out while half of his face fell off, like something out of Resident Evil. As he's sitting there going, holy mackerel, and then half his face slides off. Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, well, but we weren't so lucky. You know, a good video to watch if you want to watch some Africa Adio, or Adio, whoever that's pronounced. Yeah. Yeah, look at this fucking thing. These fucking niggers, man. Look at him tack welding shit on. Oh, my God. Look at this hose goes in here. That must be the fucking fuel line. Oh, you got to be shitting me. But if you want to watch some Africa Adio stuff, you know, like extreme crazy out of this world Africa shit, go look up when the Africans were stealing petrol. And there's more than one incident where niggers stealing petrol have been doing so with lit cigarettes in their mouths and big explosions, which just nogs on fire. It looks like they're covered in napalm. It's fucking great. Oh, now that's some satisfying video. I mean, I prefer to see Jews on fire, but I'll take niggers in a pinch. Niggers on fire, that is, right. There you go. Happy New Year, you nigger-loving perv. Why, Boiling Frog, you son of a bitch. Yeah, they might get low Earth orbit in a couple hundred years. Yes, if they steal all the right components and put them together properly. They could, in fact, manage low Earth orbit, I suppose. Yeah. On Rumble, the Ellie or the L, telling Paul he sounds like shit. Paul needs to call Boomer Tech, according to A.G. DeVille. No stopping, it's back in the chat. And Riot Earth, Paul is eating, liar. See, they're calling you a liar, Paul. The L is saying, Davis? Question mark. I didn't see you earlier. I don't really, you don't look like a familiar name. So, yeah, if you're using a, this happens too, by the way. I get an email from someone that says, like, I'm so-and-so on here. And then I say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't recognize that. I used to be, and then they give a name I recognize. Well, I don't know you switched. You see, if you switch your name and your little image, and you talk to me like we still know each other, I don't know. I don't realize it's you. You follow. So that's all. Yep. I'm not trying to upset or ignore anybody. That's just how it works sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I didn't check. Entropy. Let's go see if entropy is also a Ghost town. Oh, dear.
Weep, 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 weep.
There you go. Lonely, lonely. All right. Yeah, hopefully with the OBS, this all gets bigger and better. We'll see how that works. Let's see how that works, shall we? There's a few of these graphics I'm going to share the link for. That's funny. That's funny. Sheet. I like that. Okay, well, listen, that's what we'll do. Yes, let's see. Any final... No, I'm not reading those. That's right. I'm going to stick to my own rule. I'm not going to read my hate mail because that brings the crazies out. And this, frankly, there's enough crazies. There's enough crazies out there. Well, you know what you're going to see tonight? Lots of news analysis. You want a preview, do you? Okay, great. We could do that. Here we go. Preview.
What some people are terming the quaddemic of an...
On the medical watch now, alcohol is as bad as smoking when Apple is going to pay $95 million to settle a proposed...
In an extraordinary move from a U.S. president who's just weeks away from leaving office, Joe Biden has blocked the takeover of America's third biggest steelmaker... The world's oldest person has died in Japan at the age of 116.
The head of the Federal Aviation Administration says still has work to do 1 year after a panel blew out of a 737 MAX airplane mid-flight.
New laws are now in effect in California designed to curb crime in the...
Not because they're cheaper, but because they are truly the best and brightest.
To reflect this important and concerning risk.
Do you know what those limits should be? Mm-hmm. How they...
The way victims are usually contacted is they receive what appears to be a wrong number text.
President Biden awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to big names in the worlds of politics, the arts, sports, and philanthropy.
Is there anything else we need to cover?
In South Korea, authorities are considering their next steps after failing to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. Yoon has repeatedly resisted attempts by investigators to question him over his declaration of martial law last month, which they say could amount to rebellion. Today, officials showed up at Yoon's residence.
Did you hear that all, by the way? This dude's name is Yoon Suk-yeol. I'd be keeping track of the lefty Q, the libtard Q. Now we have libtard Q with an overlay of the dumb negress.
If you kept hope alive, that's all right. It's going to work out for us, y'all.
All right. Well, you'll have to hear the rest of that later. So, again, I will show you. You don't know the G-Man. You know how to hook up your boy Davis. Let's not forget to... go to Buy Me a Coffee or FTJ or what else but Odyssey? Yes, of course, Odyssey. There we go. All right, everybody. Double checking chats. FTJ, FTJ, FTJ. StreamYard does suck, dude. Yep, yep. StreamYard does suck. Don't worry, that's changing very, very soon. The PC is being built. It will soon be delivered. And then we should be OBSing it. Sound a whole lot better. We'll be doing that. Right? Right. Street brawl. Somebody forgot the watermelon. Okay, well, we'll share that for later. Like I said, this back pain ain't a joke, and I could do a disgusting joke now about a homeopathic treatment. My wife's going to pee on it. Usually I pay extra for that. But, you know, why get into all that? Why get into that? Wow. Every single advertisement on this is the same. It's amazing. CJAG has a channel. Oh, there you go. Okay, well, I'm liking CJAG's channel over there. So far, so good. All right, Nig to the Nog and Bruder to the Schweigen. Isn't that what the kids say? Sursa 1980. And Hadrian Dripman, David Lertleman. Why, you son of a... We don't want to meet me and have it out. Yeah. We need to read the Safety Bill Act as it's nuts. Oh, you remind me. Okay. Yeah, hold on. Let me search that real quick for the show tonight. And there's another thing. You know, there's model states legislation that occurs. Jews are kind of infamous for this. Well, they'll have all their resources and efforts come to bear upon the passage of legislation in a single state. And then they use that single state's passage of legislation and some supposed reduction in hate crimes against Jews or something. And they would say, aha, see, it works. And they use that as a system of pressure. And they use that as model legislation for the rest of the states. The Jews have not been sleeping on religions. There's a model legislation for religions. We should say model policy. And some of it is insane. Like using the word cosmopolitan, they're advising church leaders of all varieties will hereby tell their laity that the word cosmopolitan is anti-Semitic. We have to do this together. It's nuts. It's not just going to stay in the Catholic Church. Catholic Church may sign this thing. They might agree with this. They've already done Nostra Aetate. They've done the Vatican Council II. They've given, I mean, it's gone. The Catholic Church, unfortunately, is gone. I can almost picture a different world where Catholicism prevailed and the WASP elite were still running a lot of things, if not everything. And sure, we had our complaints about, class differences, class war. And we had our complaints about some small minority. So, there's 8% blacks in my state and people upset about that. But boy, was that a whole lot more tolerable. This shit, illegitimate Jewish control is completely intolerable. Completely. They don't possess the wisdom to make your life survivable, make it even remotely tolerant while you are a part of the life support system for the world's 60 million Jews. They're not even smart enough to give the cows cud. So, you know, you're going to quote the only thing that fucking shitty Joker ever said in that latest movie, you get what you deserve. That's what's going to happen. And I can't wait. I cannot wait. Stop screen. Anyway, lots of news. An outbreak of HMPV at the Lunar New Year, but China denies it. Okay, more on that later.
Now, Beijing has denied reports on social media polls that China is experiencing a rise in respiratory illnesses, including human metapneumovirus, also known...
Wow. That sounds scary. Human metavirus. Super weird. Okay. If not now, maybe later.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
No, yeah, really, actually.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, everybody. Till next time. Tonight, 8 to 11. See you there.